Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen and David Janes here with you. Let's go to our phone line. Driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcoming our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Hi, TD. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us, as you do every Monday. So the big news in Titans land, this leaked logo. There has been reporting about the Titans moving toward maybe a more Oilers-esque uniform setup. First of all, I would love to know what you think of the leaked logo and if there's anything more you can tell us about the Titans' new uniform getup, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the logo is crisp. I like it. I like the little emphasis on the red there. I do think it is not the same without the flames. I like the flames on there. That just gives it a nice touch. But as far as going on with the uniforms, I haven't heard anything in regards to exactly how they're going to look. I did see a mock-up where they were going to have the all-white in the road side of things, and then the Love Your Blue in the home, which is pretty cool, and again, with the emphasis on the red.
Derek has some strong feelings about this, and he'll tell you about them in just a moment, but I do want to ask you about free agency. So last week we were discussing potential free agents who the Titans could target. And we noticed on PFF, they had an article about the best landing spots for the top wide receivers on the market. And the author of that story suggested that Alec Pierce would be a great fit in Tennessee. Do you see a match between the two of them?
I think there's a match in that they like to run the play action and get vertical. I think that is a match. He would kind of play that Gabe Davis role when you look at the Bills in 2020, 2021 under Daboll. So there's a match, but apparently you didn't read my story. And my story had Wandale Robinson as the best match because he's played for Daboll before and he had 93 receptions in Daboll's scheme, and it also talked about how the Earhart Perkins scheme has always featured a slot receiver.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport, ESPN reporter for the Titans. Now, Teron, I will get to the jerseys in a minute, but recently Tariq Hill and Bradley Chubb have been released. Now, Tariq Hill is still recovering from his injury, I'm sure. Bradley Chubb is a year removed from his injury. Are those two potential guys the Titans could be looking toward? One, Tyreek Hill, signed him a one-year deal, low contract, just to bring him in, and then Bradley Chubb sort of in that sort of form as well.
There's a possibility with Chubb. I think when you look at what he brings to the table, you know, the 8.5 sacks, I think you look at him as a guy that could kind of play that Nick Bosa role in Robert Saleh's defense. So, yeah, I think that's something. But Tyreek Hill, I would be very, very surprised if they even thought to approach that. I would be surprised if anybody jumps on that train within the next couple of weeks. I think he might be around for a bit, and hopefully for his sake he does find some place.
Now, we're going to get into the whole jersey. And I've said this. If I'm basing my opinions on what's been put out there now, if it comes out and the jerseys are not like that, then I have the right to change the way I feel, but from what has been floated out there, seems like the powder blue will be the dominant color and only color, really, and it will look more of an homage to the Houston Oilers than anything that could resemble the Tennessee Titans, and I'm talking about the navy blue. If the navy blue isn't a predominant color within that color scheme, I think you're taking away a part of the team that got you to the Super Bowl. Guys that play really good football in that color scheme, and now you're potentially going away from all of it so you can be more so of in oiler than anything. And I get the whole, you know, wanting the blue to be in there. I understand that. But if you're a Titan fan, a Tennessee Titan fan, your year started in 99 when it was a two-tone blue.
I'm with you. I think you do have to have a degree of Navy in there, again, like you mentioned, to pay homage to the actual Titans, right? Not the Oilers, the actual Titans. And the uniforms that you guys wore, you know, it had that Navy in it. So I'm with you 100% on that.
Teron, just to clarify, is it known that they will take the Navy out completely, or do we think we'll still see some, at least, accents of the Navy?
It's not known, but I mean, the leaks don't have any Navy in it. So
right.
Think of that. Well.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, Teron, as we get moving forward on this, Derek asked you about a couple of specific free agents. Anybody else on the radar that you think we're really looking? I was actually listening to a discussion about some guys that could get tagged as the franchise tag, and Kenneth Walker was one of them. Do you think Walker will end up hitting the market, or do you think the Seahawks will tag him?
No, I think they're going to tag him and keep him. It would be crazy for them to let him go. You got Zach Charbonnet coming off a knee injury, a late knee injury at that. So I would be very surprised if they let him go.
And do we assume that Pickens will get tagged by the Cowboys?
Pickens, yeah, he's going to get tagged. That's for sure. And even if he didn't get tagged, I don't see them going. I don't think they would have went in that direction anyway.
Are there any other free agents that are on your radar that we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I think you look at the cornerback position. Alante Taylor is an ideal match. You look at the way he's able to jump routes. You look at his aggressive nature. You look at his ability to play zone. He's a guy that matches perfectly to what Robert Saleh wants out of his secondary guys. And I think, you know, he and Tony Oden, Mark Emanuel, the DB coaches, specifically Oden, who coaches the corners, I think that would be a very good match. Greg Newsome also. He's a guy that I remember, you know, at the draft that year, you know, a few years back, they selected Caleb Farley, and he's the one that I wanted them to select. I thought he would be the selection, but so he's a free agent. And then you look at, getting back to the receiver side of things, Calvin Austin III to me is a guy that should warrant some consideration. And that's if they decide not to go the Wandale Robinson direction. He's built for the slot position. He's a low 4.3 guy, so you get that vertical aspect as well. And I think that allows you to move Chim Dikey across the formation because Chim, you know, he could play Z slot as well as X. So now you've got him as your wild card with Ridley in the rotation. I think they should keep Ridley and obviously Alec Ironman.
Now, Chigakonkwo, one, what do you think his market will be? And then two, the way that the Titans are moving and some things that they're doing and sort of how they're sort of redoing things as far as their roster, do you think that, you know, this new coaching staff will make a push to keep Chig, considering how, you know, he's developed over the years?
Well, I tell you what's interesting. You look at Brian Daboll's history. He was the tight ends coach for the Patriots back when they had Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. And I know obviously you mentioned Hernandez and people cringe, but let's face the facts. He was an outstanding football player. We'll leave the other stuff aside. And that was when they were running a lot of 12 personnel. I think if obviously to a lesser degree, of course to a lesser degree, but with Gunnar Helm and Chig, I think you could work a lot of those things similar to what they did back in the day, you know, with those two tight ends, with Chig playing that Aaron Hernandez role. So to me, that is an option. That's something that I would look at. But I think you also have to consider how Daboll would see him fit into the offense, whether or not he would want to, you know, use that extra tight end frequently.
Now, how do you think they see Alec? Because obviously, you know, he developed over the season. He made some plays for them, but he's not truly your number one. And if you do keep Ridley and you go out and get a bona fide number one, where do you think that leads Alec? Because he's sort of that guy that he can't do everything that DK can, but he's still a good football player.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a different football player from DK. I think the main thing with Alec Iremanner is to continue to work on being a more consistent player. But he, by all means, right now, unless they sign Alec Pierce, you know, to me, he's the starting X receiver. That's the way I see him in the picture.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Monday, and he is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. TD, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Yep, you too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.